That's fair enough. I think, yeah, going back to the point of it being a, bigger place and having more people to, persuade or to get their head around that idea. So that's fair enough. I think that's absolutely fine. And we're just about to get to the quick fire questions, Richard. But before we do, I've got one last one just to end on. What would you say is your proudest career highlight?
Well, this interview, of course. No. No. I think the fact that I started at Revit Technology Corporation, I was very fortunate enough to be one of the, I won't say one of the original employees, but I was definitely there before the first release of Revit 1.0 back in 2000. So I was there when basically Revit 1.0 came out the door and presented it at the first AIA conference there in Philadelphia. And it was a far, far cry from the Revit that we know and love today. But I think, seeing that spark of an idea back in 2000, and to go from that spark of an idea to, almost nothing, to have Revit be one of the leading BIM software solutions around the world and to be recognized and to be used in sort of every corner of the globe is very humbling to me. I mean, we pulled at the beginning of that, our Revit tenure, some really late nights and crazy hours to get just a handful of customers using the product in the very beginning days. And I'm proud that hopefully all that hard work paid off. And I hope I had some a small part of that, of the success of Revit and making it be able to be kind of the BIM standard used around the world today. I guess that's a far-reaching statement to say it's a BIM standard, but it certainly is used in many countries around the world as the preferred BIM tool.
Yeah, it's a fantastic one. I totally agree. How you've they're starting something that you just didn't know what was going to happen. It's now a global phenomenon. So well done and congratulations. We've talked about you professionally, Richard, and we've got to know you and learn all about your career and your opinions on some current viewpoints as well, some current topics. And now it's time to get to know you personally a little bit because with each interview, we have a 2-minute quickfire element where I ask you some questions to get to know you a little bit personally as well. So, we've learned that you're a little bit of a funny guy as we've had a few laughs throughout this interview. Hopefully, some more now in this next 2 minutes. So, are you ready?
I am ready, Jack.
Okay, it's crunch time. How would your friends describe you?
I would say trusting to a fault, maybe even a little gullible, but I'm always trying to do the right thing.
That's fair enough. What is an interesting fact about yourself?
There are so many. No, I kid. I grew up in a very small town. You guys would probably call it a village in the UK, in the middle of Nebraska, population 1,611. About 90% of my graduating high school class started kindergarten with me. So we were a very tight group. We had a Pizza Hut in town, and that was the biggest thing around for hours, basically. And the town, interestingly enough, is named Albion, Nebraska. And Albion, here's my connection to the UK, it's a poetic or literary term for Britain or England. I know I've heard it, the White Cliffs of Dover refer to the White Cliffs of Albion. So I think that's kind of fitting that I come from this very small little town in Nebraska, but here's the UK connection.
Yeah, totally. Now, who would be your ideal Super Bowl halftime performer?
Gee, if I'm, would I cheat if I said if it was Katy Perry and George Michael together? That'd be quite a duo.
It would be a bit of California Faith, maybe here. I don't know what we call it, but it sounds good to me. What is your least favorite trait in a person?
I would say dishonesty or trying to be something you're not, kind of the trying to put on air, so to speak.
Fair enough. What is your favorite ever song and why?
Well, getting back to George Michael, I will say Careless Whisper by Wham. I won't say why. I'm such a UK guy at heart. I just love the UK. I remember belting out a karaoke version of Careless Whisper when I was doing a Bentley company event over in Tokyo. That was a good
Oh,
memory. So, like I said, I won't subject any of your listeners to that here, but
fair enough. Now we've just got 5 seconds left. I've done a little bit of a pause as well, so we can fit one more question. And the time is about to go off. There we go. But I've got time for one more question because I'm the host. And I can do what I want. So finally, Richard, if you could live in any other country, which I think I might know what you're going to say, where would you choose to inhabit?
I know this is going to sound like I'm sucking up, but I love England. I'm not sure I believe in past lives or anything, but I've always had such a great connection to England. And as you heard earlier, I was studied a semester there at Kingston Polytech University, and That was so great. And I just think my political and social views align very closely with Europe and the UK in general. And I could just picture myself sitting in a pub, having a pint. That sounds like a wonderful Friday afternoon.
It sounds great to me. Richard, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. I've really thoroughly enjoyed listening to your stories and getting some great advice. I think people can take a lot away from this interview. So thank you very much for taking part. Now, before you go, where can people find out more about yourself online and Ideate websites, Twitter links, etc.? Where can people find you online?
Okay, sure. They can go to www.ideatesoftware.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. It's rwtaylor_revit, but the Twitter links are always available. If you go to the Ideate software, there's some information about the individuals there. And of course, I've got the normal LinkedIn, other profiles that you can find me at. But the best thing is to go to the Ideate software website.
Brilliant, Richard. I'm sure most people will be doing that. And I'll put the links at the bottom of the interview as well, so people can easily find you and connect with you. So thank you very much, Richard. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'm sure our paths are going to cross again very, very soon. BIM Crunch listeners, see you soon.